CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Donald J. Trump is president again.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
In his inauguration speech, Trump outlined his agenda for his second term.
The golden age of America begins right now.
The president's opening words were followed by some of his top goals.
I will declare a national emergency at our southern border,
allowing him to send troops, reinstitute the Remain in Mexico policy, halt all illegal entry as part of what he called a revolution of common sense. The president also promised to bring down prices and impose tariffs on foreign countries. And in a bow to American exceptionalism,
I will very simply put America first.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
CBS's Scott McFarland says President Trump has promised to issue pardons today for some of the people who stormed the Capitol 4 years ago.
600 rioters were charged with assaulting or resisting police. That includes with sticks, bats, poles, and chemical spray. There are also those accused of desecrating or stealing from the Capitol, of conspiring to overthrow an election.
CBS News political analyst Leslie Sanchez tells us President Trump has a chance to get a lot done in his second term.
This is the perfect trifecta, meaning control of the White House. He has the two chambers of Congress, and he can really move forward with a lot of campaign promises that he made that were critical for voters concerned about the economy.
Minutes before leaving office, former President Biden announced pardons for his siblings and their spouses to protect them against possible retribution by Trump. Earlier, Biden issued preemptive pardons to Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House January 6th committee. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
It's never been done before. And also because it usually involves an admission that somebody might have done something wrong. But these are very unusual times.
President Trump called the pardons disgraceful, claiming many of those pardoned are guilty of major crimes. Biden left the White House for the last time this afternoon. He just took off from Joint Base Andrews for California. Cold weather alerts are stretching into the deep south today. Robert Lott manages the Gateway Rescue Mission Shelter in Jackson, Mississippi.
We'll be operational until the end of the cold weather. We're having a daytime for them to come in during the day to stay warm, and then we'll have them coming in at night to stay at night.
The record cold across much of the nation will last through Thursday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The cold weather advisory warns of dangerous wind chills reaching 30 below. Warming centers are open. Garbage collection in Racine will be delayed tomorrow, and dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 3.5% decline in home sales in December, while other regional counties saw increases. Realtors attribute the current housing challenges to higher interest rates, fewer sellers, and limited new home construction. A 29-year-old Racine woman was quickly arrested after making a bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday. A Kenosha County bomb squad investigated and confirmed no explosive device was present. A Kenosha teen was freed Friday after a judge dismissed sexual assault charges in a case that gained attention. It's unique in that the judge dismissed it after a jury said guilty. The dismissal came after jurors raised concerns about the original trial's deliberations and new evidence that emerged. And the Raymond School Board is considering a $2.25 million referendum to address staffing and district needs. It comes after voters previously rejected a larger funding request in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The national championship tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football's championship game is tonight in Atlanta. Ohio State against Notre Dame inside the Atlanta Falcons' Mercedes-Benz Dome. It's the first time in 12 years the Fighting Irish have played in the championship. The Buckeyes were there in 2020. Notre Dame, 8.5-point underdogs. Kickoff on ESPN at 6:30. The Wisconsin Badgers say freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas signed a two-year NIL agreement early last December to remain with the Badgers for another two more years. Lucas has since moved on to the Miami Hurricanes, has hired lawyers to fight the dispute. NBA, the Bucks beat the 76ers, 123-109. So how did the Bucks go from a 1-6 start to the season to now winning four in a row?
For us, you know, at times we were focused, at times we wasn't focused. But overall, we played a good game. It doesn't matter who won the game. You know, now it's four in a row. Thank you, Mr. Dan. It doesn't matter. We won the game.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. With cold weather advisory through Tuesday, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. To make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Timeless hits from Simon and Garfunkel's Scarborough Fair on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you staying warm? Be safe out there. It's been a frigid weekend, and it's going to continue tonight and tomorrow as well before it starts warming up again. We'll give you all the forecast details coming up on WRJN.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you. Yeah.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It is cold outside today. It is Martin Luther King Day today. Earlier was the inauguration of President Donald Trump. We'll get to all of that today, but what do you say we start today with the useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact is women have more taste buds than men. Well, I've always known that women have more taste than men.
The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha is turning one this week, and you're invited to the sweetest anniversary party in town. Swing by for in-store specials that will satisfy your sweet tooth. Mouth-watering cobbler, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. But that's not all. Earn scratch-off tickets throughout the week for a chance to win scrumptious prizes and grab a special t-shirt with each purchase of $30 or more. Start your year off with flavor, fun, and a bit of magic. The Peach Cobbler Factory's one-year anniversary through Monday. Don't miss it.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up in our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Howell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Last year, do you remember?
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, what is old is new again. We do have a new president. Our old president is our president once more as of earlier this afternoon. They, of course, had to move the inauguration ceremony indoors because of the frigid temperatures. We hope you're staying warm today. Temperatures in the single digits today. Temperatures below zero overnight tonight and back to the single digits tomorrow before it warms up on Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With the MLK holiday, most government buildings would normally be closed. However, the danger of a deep chill has some of them running as warming centers today. The National Weather Service has what they call a cold weather advisory in effect. The deep freeze is likely to continue through Wednesday, and even colder temperatures could impact things tomorrow. You should check on family and neighbors that could be susceptible to the cold. To find a warming center near you, call 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday led to the quick arrest of a 29-year-old Racine woman. The suspect allegedly told a Racine County employee that she had placed a bomb at the facility. A bomb squad from Kenosha County was called in. They helped to figure out that there was no bomb or explosive device. The identity of the woman and the reason why she made the threat still isn't known. A 17-year-old from Kenosha is free after a judge dismissed all charges in a sexual assault case. The teen was arrested earlier last year, with the case gaining attention due to a rare decision by the judge to overturn a jury's guilty verdict. Jurors came forward in November after the trial, citing concerns about jury deliberations and new evidence. And a Racine County school district may also ask for more money. Racine Unified and Kenosha Unified are preparing for referendums to appear on upcoming ballots. This week, the Raymond School Board will consider putting forward a $2.25 million ask, seeking funds to address staffing costs and other needs. Raymond School District voters said no to a larger request back in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Frigid today with highs barely climbing above zero. And with wind still whipping, highs are really feeling about 15 below. A few flurries are possible late tonight. As temperatures plummet to 10 below, we'll be waking up to wind chills feeling more like negative 30. With cold weather advisory through Tuesday, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
Right now, it's 6 degrees.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
So I'd like to know where
Local news, timeless, hey, it's WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, it's National Hobby Month. It's also Clean Up Your Computer Month. And I must confess that collecting desktop shortcuts is my hobby.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
down.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It was on this date, January 20th, 1988, the Beatles were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. George Harrison was there. Ringo Starr was there. Yoko was there. Sean and Julian Lennon were there. Who was not there? Paul McCartney was not there. He didn't attend. He sent a letter stating that the continuing business differences between he and the other ex-Beatles was the reason for his absence. Here are the Beatles now on WRJN.
Yeah.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, today, of course, is Presidential Inauguration Day. So Donald Trump is once again President of the United States, but it's also Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Here are five things you may or may not have known about Dr. King. Martin Luther King Jr. was named after the Protestant reformer Martin Luther. You probably knew that. Number two, King entered college when he was just 15 years old. Number three, Dr. Martin Luther King was arrested 29 times. He survived an assassination attempt a decade before his death. And finally, number five, after his death, the King family filed a civil case against the government and won.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory. Though day after day I've tried, I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow, in the sweet music on my radio. Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Have you seen her?
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
We come on this loop, John B. McGrath.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Donald J. Trump has taken the oath of office, becoming the 47th president of the United States.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
CBS's Linda Kenyon says Trump's inaugural address touched on many familiar themes.
The president says he's back.
I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success.
Honing closely to the concept of American exceptionalism.
Our country will flourish and be respected again all over the world.
Trump also zeroed in on illegal immigration.
And I will send troops to the southern border to repel the disastrous invasion of our country.
Adding he will end the practice of catch and release while restoring the remain in Mexico policy. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Republican strategist Leslie Sanchez says Trump has learned from the mistakes of his first term and will immediately tackle those immigration issues and the